Hi everyone, this is Leslyn Keith, President of the Board of Directors at Lipedema Project and Director of Research. Welcome to Living Well with Lipedema. Today we have Professor Tim Noakes talking about the evolution of the human diet. Professor Noakes is a South African scientist and an emeritus professor at the Division of Exercise, Science and Sports Medicine at the University of Cape Town in South Africa. He has run more than 70 marathons and ultramarathons and is the author of several books on exercise and diet. He is known for his work in sports science and for his support of a low-carbohydrate, high-fat diet as set out in his books, The Real Meal Revolution and Lore of Nutrition, Challenging Conventional Dietary Beliefs.
All the kids who I grew up with were lean. Then something happened in 1977 and we all started to get fat. And the thing that changed were the U.S. dietary guidelines, which were introduced in 1976, and the obesity epidemic begins the next year. And this is what they told us to eat, and the bottom foods, the breads, the cereals, the rice, and pasta, the 6 to 11 servings, that had never been in the food chain of humans until at maximum 18,000 years ago. But the foods on the third tier, the meat, the poultry, the fish, etc., which we'd eaten for millions of years, were suddenly relegated to third-class citizens. And what I will argue is these are the foods for which humans are adapted by our evolution or our creation, whichever you prefer. But that's what we're designed to eat. But we're not designed to eat these foods that have come into the food chain only in the last 18,000 years. And part of the problem, the reason why we don't understand it, is that these are the modern foods. And we all think, well, we're so civilized and modern, we must know something about nutrition, which we don't. It's the people who lived on these, the meat and the fish and those foods, who knew, understood nutrition in a way we never understood. And that's why they were healthy. And the reason why we've become unhealthy is we've stopped eating the foods for which we designed. So it took us millions of years to get to this perfect human being. And I'll make two points here. Is what were we eating during that period of our creation or evolution? And why was this creature perfect? And the answer was because he has an apostat in the brain that regulates exactly how many calories he should eat for the amount of energy he's expending. And it's perfectly aligned so that he does not eat one calorie more than he needs, because if he does, he will get fat. That's the key, that this homeostat works perfectly in lean people, and it worked perfectly until we changed our diet in the 1970s. So, for those who understand or believe in evolution, this is a slide that would be used, and it would show that we had a common ancestor somewhere about 7 million years ago. Then the gorillas broke off, and then the chimpanzees and humans continued. But the point of it is that gorillas eat plants, and chimpanzees eat plants and fruits, and humans eat meat plus other things. And the reason why we are as we are is because we started eating meat about 3 million years ago. And that was the key change, and I'll show you why it was so critical. Because that allowed us to develop this big brain. And without the big brain, we wouldn't have become human. And the high density, high nutrient dense diet that we ate allowed us to become very active. And we didn't have to eat all the time, whereas a gorilla spends most of its day eating, as does a chimpanzee. And we were able, because we were eating such nutrient-dense foods, to eat less and eat less frequently, and because it was calorie-dense foods. So people often wonder, well, what were we eating? Here's a study from Africa. Of course, I'm from Africa. This is 2 million years ago. And the point is that these were what people were eating in those days. They were eating animals, including turtles, crocodiles, and fish, which are rich in brain growth factors. They were also eating other animals, much bigger animals, antelope, even hippopotamus, were being caught by these people, by Homo ergaster, 2 million years ago. So the idea that humans were incompetent hunters is completely ridiculous. We were incredibly good hunters. And when early Homo arrived in, for example, on the American continent, the first thing they did was wiped out all the huge animals, the mammoths. And they disappeared. And it's probable that that caused big problems for us. So here's a list of some of the things that were found, the bones that were found. And these were the numbers that were found, and you can see they even had elephants and rhinoceroses and hippopotamuses. in their collection. And these have been killed by humans and eaten 2 million years ago. Again, because I'm a South African, I'm very proud of our paleontological history. And this is the famous Mrs. Pless, who was discovered in Sterkfontein in 1947, the Sterkfontein Caves. And she's 2.1 million years old. And here's a pelvis, and her pelvis is very small. So if you go back 3 million years ago, and we were tiny people, we were only 3 foot tall, weighing 35 or a kilogram, 70 pounds, mainly vegetarian. And today we're much bigger, and we're predominantly carnivorous in our natural state. And the change was that we discovered meat, particularly fat and protein, and that allowed us to go big and also to develop this big brain. Which, because the brain takes 25% of the energy that we eat, is used to fuel the brain. And without eating a nutrient-dense diet, we can't fuel the brain. In the meantime, we converted from this to that by becoming fantastic long-distance runners in the heat, and that was how we originally hunted, at least on the African savanna, was midday persistence hunting. And that allowed us to eat this nutrient-dense animal-based foods, which then made our brains get much bigger. Quickly, our brains grew in 3.5 million years ago. We had a brain roughly the size of a current chimpanzee. And then about a million years ago, the brain starts to really get bigger. And particularly in the last 200,000 years, it gets very much bigger. And many people argue that this is because we introduced seafood into the diet. And the seafood contained the brain nutrients that are specific to the brain's needs.
Thank you, Professor Noakes. That is interesting to hear how humans really evolved to eat an essentially a low-carb, high-fat way of eating. And thank you also to you, our listeners. If you haven't already subscribed to our daily flash briefings of tips, tools, and research about lipedema, you can subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Alexa, or at lipedema-simplified.org/flash, where you'll find an archive of all of our flash briefings. Thanks for listening, and I hope you will join us next time for another Living Well with Lipedema flash briefing.
Hi there, this is Catherine Sayo with a very quick an exciting announcement. Just to let you know, our three-day event, Heart to Heart, is coming up March 31st, April 1 and 2. Make sure you don't miss it. We have speakers coming from all over the world and an amazing schedule for interaction with all of the community. It's going to be spectacular. Go to lipedema-simplified.org. And be sure to click the link to get more information. And we'll see you there.